If you're doing continuous integration, you know about CloudBees. They're the organization that provides a Jenkins-based software-as-a-service solution in the cloud. Yet interestingly enough, their latest offering, the CloudBees Jenkins Platform Private SaaS Edition, isn't a cloud-based offering at all. We actually got a hold of CloudBees, specifically we were speaking with Dan Youngs, and we asked Dan, what were some of the features in a private SaaS edition that made it so compelling to develop and provide to users?
Right, so certainly security is a big aspect, right? Definitely it's behind their firewall, they feel much more comfortable today. But they also want to control over kind of the amount of compute resources it's using. How much compute resource do they allocate to this Jenkins environment, these Jenkins jobs? They also want control over things, the configuration of the Jenkins environment. So in this private SaaS edition, the administrators of the private SaaS edition can control which plugins are available, for example, to the Jenkins servers that are running. So you can have some control over what plugins your users have access to, because there are over 1,000 plugins for Jenkins. Not all of them are perfectly well written, right? So you want to be able to have some control over the plugin usage. And so that's another aspect, configurability. Also kind of audit and visibility into what's happening within Jenkins, from a usage standpoint as well.
So what exactly is the CloudBees Jenkins Platform Private SaaS Edition?
Let me dissect the name for you a little bit. CloudBees Jenkins Platform, as you know, is our enterprise version of Jenkins, the open source continuous delivery and automation engine, super popular open source project, right? And then we sell the enterprise version, which comes with support and advanced enterprise features. So that's kind of our core platform. The private SaaS edition is both SaaS, so it's really Jenkins as a service, but it's private, so it's designed to be run in a private cloud. So the intention here is that big enterprise organizations can really deliver Jenkins as a service, or in fact, really continuous delivery as a service to all their project teams by just standing up and spinning up the private SaaS edition. Private SaaS edition, once it's up and running, then has a self-service interface for project teams to go log in, click a button to spin up a Jenkins master, and then start running their build jobs, their continuous delivery pipelines, all the cool stuff that they can do in Jenkins.
So where did the demand for a private SaaS edition come from?
The private SaaS edition is really something that our customers have come to us, like big customers, big enterprise customers come to us, and they say, we want to provide Jenkins as a service internally to our teams, right? We want to be able to control it, run it on our own infrastructure, but provide this kind of as a service capability, just like we were running our own little version of a SaaS implementation internally. And so that's what we built. It runs on private cloud, meaning that initially it will run on two flavors, so it'll run on OpenStack infrastructure, so a big enterprise that's already stood up an OpenStack private cloud, if you will, can deploy the private SaaS edition on top of that, and it will run there. It will also run in Amazon, in a private cloud running in Amazon that has a VPC connection back to the enterprise, right? So some organizations are already moving to Amazon. Some of them have these VPCs, and so they still think of this as a private cloud. But the point is that it provides the benefits and the capabilities of a kind of SaaS-like offering, but it's managed and controlled by the enterprise IT organization. It's something they install, they control it, stand it up, and they make it available to their internal project teams.
Jenkins has done a lot of growth in the last couple of years. In 2016, what are some of the trends, the popular plugins, the cool things that you see people doing with Jenkins?
So one of the things that's really is trending is a plugin that was developed, I think, late 2014, but really took off in 2015, and we're seeing it grow even more this year, and that's the Jenkins Pipeline plugin. It was formerly named Jenkins Workflow. The Jenkins Pipeline is a very powerful way to build full continuous delivery pipelines. So you can actually go from code check-in by a developer through build and compile through unit tests, functional tests, user acceptance tests, deploy to a staging environment, run more tests there, and then even deploy to production if you want. So you can build these full end-to-end pipelines with this pipeline plugin, and is very powerful. It has kind of real-world capabilities around branching and looping and restarting. But that's something that, to your question, that's something that a plugin that we're really seeing trending upwards, because people are now getting their head around what does continuous delivery mean for them. They're trying to go through some kind of DevOps transformation, and they see continuous delivery as a way to build applications, to automate the application lifecycle, and help them get to a transformation. And so this pipeline plugin is a really easy way to kind of move to continuous delivery.
Dan, if I could just jump in here real quick. So Cameron, just to put an exclamation point on that point, I think that continuous delivery is really taking hold, and the Jenkins growth is a true reflection of that. Over the last 4 years, Jenkins job growth has been dramatic, and it's increasing on average 75% year over year, which is incredible. And that is a measure of the amount of work that Jenkins is doing across the community. And so, you know, Jenkins has this call home feature where it calls back to the JenkinsCI.org site and reports in some of the statistics about usage. And so for those installations where they allow it to call home, we've been able to see the 75% year-over-year growth in the amount of work that Jenkins is doing. So part of that is just more installations running Jenkins, but a lot of it is just more work being put on Jenkins for continuous delivery. And so I think that continuous delivery really is starting to take hold in the enterprise.
How is the trend towards containerization and even the proliferation of microservices changing the way that people are using Jenkins?
So I think that what we're going to see is we're going to see it become, lifecycle wide. So today, you know, a lot of organizations have started off with continuous integration. They're starting to step further to the right and utilizing Jenkins to manage more of the deployment and staging aspects of the lifecycle. And I think that as this becomes more pervasive and the tools and the automation really become hardened around provisioning and application release automation, the use of microservices and containers are really going to drive more of the continuous delivery activity to the right-hand side of the lifecycle.
So to find out more about the CloudBees Jenkins Platform Private SaaS Edition or any of the other product offerings that CloudBees has, just head over to cloudbees.com, click on the product link, and you'll see all of the information in there. And an even better way to just keep track of what CloudBees is up to and what's going on in their world of continuous integration is just to follow them on Twitter, @CloudBees.